Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. It's time for your window on the world. And today, we're going to talk about ways that you can feast your eyes on these Asian delights. So it happens to be the second day of our New Year season, of Chinese New Year, Chu Er. So we're still saying Gongxi, Gongxi to everybody, aren't we?
Yes, Gongxi.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
I hope everybody's having a good time visiting and eating with all of your friends. And we talk about feasts because people like to eat a lot of food and a lot of feasts. Have you been eating a lot these days, Campbell?
I have. I think I need to go on a diet maybe after these few
days. So we have in our studio with us today as our panelists, one of our editors, Linda.
Happy New Year, everyone. It's nice to be here.
And Campbell from our Let's Talk program.
Hi, everyone. It's always great to be here, and especially at this time, to celebrate Chinese New Year with you.
And everybody has guests in their home, but we have a guest on the program today.
Happy New Year, and I'm so happy to be in Taipei.
Anita Dynica, and Anita, you were here a long time ago when you were just out of college, and it's been a long time since you've been here. Do you think Asia has changed a lot?
That was such a long time ago, and it is such a joy and privilege to be back in Taipei again, and so many changes. It is breathtaking.
Well, and we're going to talk about another place that everybody likes to visit, whether you are a Westerner or people from all over Southeast Asia like to go to this place. What city are we going to talk about today?
Hong Kong.
Right.
One of my favorite places to visit.
Hong Kong is a beautiful place. It's changed a lot, just like all the rest of Asia. When we say to feast your eyes on something, Linda, what do we mean?
It means to take it in and to really enjoy it. So to look at a feast, you know, it's like a big banquet with a lot of rich food. So if you're feasting your eyes, it just means to, you know, take it all in, and it's an abundance.
So Asian delights, it almost sounds like something to eat, but that means things that are great, that we really like in Asia. And so the first day of our New Year's season, we're going to talk about a city, and the second day, we'll talk about something with Chinese cooking, just in line with New Year's season. So today, open your magazines to page 20, and we'll talk about Hong Kong skyline. It's breathtaking. So let's read the first section, the first line.
Feast your eyes on these Asian delights. Whether you're on the move or in the kitchen, you can experience a taste of Asia this Lunar New Year. Hong Kong's skyline is breathtaking. In Hong Kong, the sight to see is not a single monument or even a majestic natural vista. It is the city's glittering homage to the modern skyscraper, a breathtaking skyline with verdant Victoria Peak as the picture postcard backdrop. Still, when I arrived in Hong Kong for a long weekend, I was a bit worried that my first visit to the city of 7 million would be a disappointment. I roamed the city in search of the best vantage point to take in the man-made monument to architectural ambition. The skyline revealed itself like a kaleidoscope, changing with the angle, the weather, and the time of day.
I think the night view is just beautiful in Hong Kong, and a lot of things are just have this scenic. You feel like you're in another world when you're in Hong Kong. What do you think, Linda?
I agree, and now they have a laser light show. I think it's like at 8 o'clock every night. So if you're standing on Kowloon side, it appears on Hong Kong side, and it is fabulous.
And the skyline itself is breathtaking, especially from the Kowloon side looking over to the island of Hong Kong, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's what Hong Kong is known for now these days. But you were saying earlier, actually, before the program, Hodoris, that when you first went to Hong Kong, they didn't have any of these things, right?
Not so much of a skyline, but it was still beautiful when I first went there years ago because they had the beautiful boats, the sampans, and the junks, the big Hong Kong junks, and it's always been a beautiful place.
Yes. I didn't go there as long. The first time I went was not as long ago as when you went, but it was the same. I don't think it really started developing like with this kind of skyline until like the 90s.
No, it was more rustic in a mm-hmm. way to see but, these beautiful junks mm-hmm. with their sails. Mm. When you went there, what it was like, Anita?
The first time was in 1966.
Oh, 66, so they didn't have much of a skyline.
That's right. It was much as you've described. And it was my first trip out of the United States, and so it was a spectacular experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
have you been there since then?
Yes, and with my late husband, I visited there perhaps twice since then. I think the last time was in 1989, so I'd like to return because I know there must be such great changes, and this article describing the beautiful vista and growth.
Well, there's so much to see in Hong Kong, and this short article is to give you a little taste of it because there's so much to do and see. We're just going to talk about a little of it. But I find that this writer who's writing this article for the Los Angeles Times likes to make it rather what you could say flowery and use a lot of interesting phrases, don't you think?
Yes, it is definitely a writing style. I don't think anybody would really talk like this.
No, I don't think so. But it's good for us, mm-hmm. sort of a literary style
right.
in a way. Because it says the site to see is not just one monument, that when you go to some country, you just look at a certain monument, or even what you call a majestic natural vista, which would be like the Grand Canyon or something mm-hmm. of that way. But the city, it says, in its glittering homage is modern to the modern skyscraper. It's a breathtaking skyline with verdant Victoria Peak as a picture postcard backdrop. That's a very flowery sentence.
Yes.
It certainly is. And let's take a look at it. So it is the city's glittering homage to the modern skyscraper is kind of the first part of it. And actually, this is a full sentence. And we see glittering means what? It means like sparkling
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like lots of lights everywhere. But even more than that, okay, like a jewel will glitter.
Right.
And homage, we have one of the vocabulary focus words here, so it just shows great respect and honor to the modern skyscraper. And we all know that skyscrapers are very, very tall buildings. I think somebody told me once that in Hong Kong there are over 150 85-story buildings.
There's wow. a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
They're not right all right here along
no.
the
yeah.
skyline all over, but we know that there are a lot of skyscrapers in Hong Kong.
Right. So we're talking about really high, tall buildings here that create a breathtaking skyline. Now, the skyline is just an outline of the buildings that we see, and it's got the backdrop. It says the verdant Victoria Peak as the picture postcard backdrop. And verdant is another one of our vocabulary focus words here. Verdant just means covered with healthy green plants or grass. Anytime we see the V-E-R, the prefix there, a lot of times that means something that's green or having to do with mm-hmm. green. So mm-hmm. we're talking about a green mountain peak in the background behind these buildings.
When I think about Victoria Peak, I think about the cable car that goes up there, and I don't think about whether it's very green around it or not, because there's a lot of buildings and stuff on the way up there now, but it's a very steep going up for a cable car, and you feel like, you know, you're just can hardly, if you try to stand up on it and you're leaning backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like the cable car ride?
Right. The first time I took that was in 1977. It's changed quite a bit since then, and that cable car, they actually call this style of cable car a tram because it's like a kind of train. And right, when you sit in it, it's like you're lying down
yeah.
backwards.
Yeah.
Except when you're going down, then it's the other way.
But why did they say this like a picture postcard backdrop?
Well, a picture postcard, you know, a postcard is a card that you would send to your friends and your family when you're on vacation. And oftentimes on the front of it, there's a picture of the scenery. So it's usually of a beautiful view that you might see in the city.
Okay.
And backdrop. What's a backdrop, Anita?
I think this article is interesting because it's talking about the backdrop, the vista, and at the same time, it's close up. the skyscrapers. So the backdrop would be what is the picture behind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you often do see postcards of Hong Kong, and you do see that. And so I'm sure everybody's seen those pictures, whether they've been there or not. But when this person went there, they went there for a long weekend. They didn't spend much time there. And what was he worried about?
Well, this person was worried, it's a guy that's writing it, that his first visit would be a disappointment. Obviously, he's never been to Hong Kong if he felt that. And to me, it says he didn't have a lot of knowledge about it,
right. That's true.
You know, to know what to expect. So he was expecting that maybe it would be a little bit disappointing. And, you know, the city is very, very dense, very dense population,
well, 7 million people. Okay. Of people, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think, I mean, in a way it makes sense, because if you think about like a movie or something that a lot of people have talked up and something that people, you know, have heard a lot about, you're afraid that maybe it doesn't meet up to the hype, you know, that maybe you've heard a lot of great things, but maybe it's not as great in person.
Well, I don't know why he felt that way, but anyway, he roamed around the city and he tried to find the best place, we call it a vantage point, or to take advantage of what they call this man-made monument to architectural ambition, which is a very interesting phrase in line 13.
Right. So he wanted to find the best place to look at this, okay? So to take in means to view again, and the man-made monument to architectural ambition. So what he's looking at here is skyscrapers, basically. Man-made monuments are something in memorial to something, but here the monument is to people's ambition in designing tall buildings that are beautiful to look at. That's the architectural ambition, something that people will look at and remember.
So that is impressive in a way, but to me, Hong Kong is more than this just big architectural buildings. It's a whole culture of the way the people live there, and I say the boats and the ones in the harbor and other things. So you could look for things beyond this architectural thing. That's one. That's the new modern thing.
Right.
But Hong Kong has an ancient history that's also very interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's a place that has an interesting blend of the East and the West, because you've got the British influences in Hong Kong as well as the Eastern Chinese influences there too.
Mm-hmm. But he seems to be quite taken up with the skyline, doesn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He says it revealed itself like a kaleidoscope. You know, kaleidoscopes, this is one of the, it's on page 22 if you want a good description of it. Lots of kids like to play with them. You turn a tube and it has all kinds of fun colors that change shapes and designs. So actually he's saying that is what the skyline of Hong Kong looks like. It changes with whatever angle you're looking at a building and also the weather and time of day. And I think that's because there are a lot of different types of glass used in these buildings, so the reflections off of them change depending upon if it's a cloudy day, if it's a bright sunny day, and how you look at the building, which angle you're looking at.
Yeah, and so, the buildings are all different shapes and sizes,
right,
too.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just straight up and down. They've got different angles and different designs to them, so it changes with wherever you're standing and how you're looking at it.
So we could say this article is not so much just about Hong Kong, because Hong Kong, you could do several days with things like Ocean Park and all kinds of things you could do there. This is really mainly talking about the skyline. I think today we're going to really concentrate on that part of it.
Right, because if you go down to the street level, I always find Hong Kong so interesting because of the street life. You know, it's totally different if you're walking along the people, the shops, not just the skyline. But this is pretty fascinating.
Right.
Well, one thing that everybody always likes is riding the ferry, because you're right close there into the water and the Star Ferry right there. Let's just read this paragraph about the Star Ferry now.
From the ferry. I got aboard the 123-year-old Star Ferry for the short trip across Victoria Harbor from Hong Kong Island to Kowloon. The ferry is a delightful and inexpensive way to take in that view. Most of the tall buildings are on the Hong Kong Island side, so as the ferry pulled away from the pier, I looked back for my first view of the skyline. It was dark by then, and the illuminated skyscrapers danced magically above the water.
So
So here we see that the writer got aboard the 123-year-old Star Ferry for a short trip across Victoria Harbor. And while he was on this ferry, he got to get a different view of the skyline.
That's a long time for a ferry, 123-year-old Star Ferry.
It really is. When is the first time you went on the Star Ferry?
1949.
And Anita?
It was 1966. And it's fascinating to me the way the author describes this, because the ferry does give a perspective of the city skyline and the vista. And Hong Kong is like a monument or a sculpture, as I think about it, with so much architectural ambition in a comparatively small space.
Right. And I think on the ferry you don't feel like it's crowded. Some people describe Hong Kong as being, you know, crowded.
Right.
The buildings are close together. So it does give you a different perspective. And it's very fun to go on. It kind of gives you a different feel.
Right.
If you've never been on it, there is a picture of the Star Ferry here in the magazine. And they have the first class, which costs just a little bit more, and the other class that you go on. I like to go on the one that's not first class, because you're down in the first, in the bottom there. You're right by the water. And then the other one, of course, you sit in nice chairs. But it's a nice little short ride across. And you go back and forth quite often on the Star Ferry from the Kowloon side, which is the mainland side, and to Hong Kong Island. And you do this quite often on the ferry. It's inexpensive and has a beautiful view of the harbor. Well, it says most of the tall buildings are on the Hong Kong side, and that's true. They are.
Yes, it is. So when you want to look at, like, the light show that they have in the evening, you should be on the Kowloon side looking over towards it. And Hong Kong Island, they're building more down toward the harbor. In fact, they're filling in some of the bay area, so it's coming closer to Kowloon side. So I don't think that the Star Ferry ride is as long as it used to be. It's probably a minute shorter. Anyway, you can see the buildings coming.
Right.
You can see the buildings coming closer.
Right.
And that's really where you can see the skyline.
Yeah.
How long is the Star Ferry ride? I can't recall
10 minutes
that.
Or something?
Yeah, it's not very long.
Yeah, but it's really relaxing. You know, it's not moving very fast. Right. And you know, it's not up and down. You know, it's very smooth. So you just sit there and you relax. And our writer is traveling from Hong Kong over to Kowloon. So we see that as the ferry is pulling away from the pier, he needs to look back, look behind him, back at the Hong Kong Island, so that he can see the skyscrapers behind him.
Well, I'm glad that he rode the Star Ferry, because you can go across now by going under the water, and they have what they call the MRT, which goes under the water.
You can
also very quick.
Right, and you can also drive. They have now a driving tunnel underneath it. I've been through that several times.
But you have to go farther. It's not right downtown.
No.
You have to drive a little farther away.
Right.
It's not quite as convenient to downtown. So if you're a businessman, you might not take the Star Ferry all the time. But a lot of people do. It's still quite crowded. But he saw how beautiful they looked, and the water was magically, you know, dancing magically above the water. And it always looks pretty when things reflect on the water, whatever city you're in. There's a lot of cities, New York, in Chicago you have the lakes. And there's something about the water, the buildings reflecting on the water. It seems, makes like magic, doesn't it?
Right. In San Francisco, a lot of these buildings.
Right.
I think probably here it's even more so because of the height of the skyscrapers, you know.
Right.
And it does.
And they're right along the shore, kind of in a line there.
And
right.
Very picturesque the way he describes it, illuminated skyscrapers.
No, you know. I think Anita's from Chicago, and you have one of the Great Lakes there. And when you're on the lakes, can you look and see the skyline of Chicago the same way?
Yes, there is a beautiful skyline in Chicago along Lake Michigan. And we don't have so many skyscrapers. It's a city of about 5 million with the suburbs. But yes, it is. There is a vista there that is
charming. That same idea. When you're out on the water and looking at them, they really look good. And tourists like to do that.
Right.
But it's just an ordinary view for people who live there. So the water, the Star Ferry, the skyline. But of course, everybody wants to go up the peak and take the peak tram. So let's read about from Victoria Peak.
from Victoria Peak. Early the next morning, I headed for the tram to Victoria Peak. The Peak tram has been around for 120 years, and before there was a skyline, it was one of Hong Kong's main attractions. It's still a charming and certainly less exhausting way to scale the 1,800-foot peak. A hiking trail encircles the peak. The northern part of the trail looks down on the skyline, and as the path swung southward, the sweeping views took in the rest of the lush island, including distant beachfront settlements and the sea. I spent my last afternoon hiking the shady trails and gazing again at that remarkable skyline, a masterpiece that even the most beautiful postcards cannot quite capture.
So he started early in the morning, and he took the tram to Victoria Peak. Now, that's been around 120 years, so that's a long one, too. Tell us more about that.
Well, the Peak Tram, as Doris said, has been around for 120 years, and you take that tram from the bottom of the peak up to the top, and as we were saying earlier, it's a very steep incline. So when you're on the tram, you're actually almost leaning backwards when you're going up. Mm-hmm. And then when you're coming back down, you kind of have to lean forward a little bit. And so it's an interesting ride. If you've never been on that tram, I would really recommend taking the time to take that tram up to the peak.
You did that too, didn't you?
Yes. I guess I'm a latecomer to taking it. I took it in 1977 for the first time.
Well, I'm even later than that. So.
when did you go there, Campbell?
Probably in the 2000s, actually.
Okay.
So
Same old tram.
Yeah,
right?
Same old tram.
Okay. Well, Anita, did you enjoy a ride on the Peak Tram when you were there?
I didn't, but this article is making me want to return to Hong Kong.
Oh, yes.
Now I'm going to be watching from the air, the ferry, and I want to go on the tram.
I can't believe that you didn't do that.
I know.
That is Hong Kong is one like a big hill, just right from the just a few blocks, and you start up on the hill. And when you're downtown in the city, you get off of the ferry, just go a few blocks, and there's a walking sidewalk that kind of goes up the hill. It goes up several blocks now.
Mm-hmm.
So people can, because it's kind of hard walking up that hill all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it is rather steep over there. That's before you get to the tram. There's this walking sidewalk on some of the streets. You've been on that, haven't you?
Right. And when I'm on the tram now, when I've gone back, of course, and it's always fun for me to see like people carrying their groceries up that sidewalk, because there are now, you know, settlements along there. In housing areas. So I'm just like, boy, I don't think I would want to live that far up. Or I wouldn't carry my groceries up that.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's kind of nice, sort of fun, you know.
It is.
Peak Tram is very nice. And then going down, you get this whole view of the whole harbor all around. And you go up to the top of Victoria Peak, you get to the top, and then you can look on the other side. You can see the ocean on both sides. So it's really nice when you get to the top. There's a little trail that you walk around. It doesn't take long. There's restaurants and there's shops to sell all kinds of things to foreigners. It's a very interesting place.
That has really changed. I remember when we went there in 1977, there was one restaurant at the top, you know, and you could go up in it.
Right.
And, you know, we went up there and had something, I don't know, and that's where you could look out over
the
hiking trail.
Over Kowloon.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, even since the first time I've been there, it's changed a lot, and that wasn't even that long ago. I mean, now they have a wax museum up there, and they have a whole bunch of different tourist attractions up there for people to do.
Right. And you can see that. You can look at all the rest of this lush or this island. It's a beautiful island with all the beachfront settlements and the sea. But let's have our little skit for today and see what we can see from that.
Happy New Year, Grace! Where are you spending your holidays?
With my family, of course. How about you, Sam?
Actually, I get to go visit my uncle in Hong Kong this year. I'm so excited.
I love Hong Kong. It's such a fun city, and I love going hiking there. The mountains are so lush and full of wonderful sights.
You're right. Victoria Peak is especially beautiful. The vista from that point really takes my breath away.
Yes, and hiking there in the verdant forest is a great experience, too.
Well, I prefer to take the tram and just relax.
I find hiking relaxing, and just wandering around the city is fun, too.
Yes, there's a lot to see from the streets of Hong Kong.
Have you even taken a ride on the huge central mid-levels outdoor escalators?
Not yet. I mostly like to spend my free time there, walking along the waterfront, taking in the Hong Kong skyline.
The view of the skyline is even better on the water.
True. I love riding the Star Ferry and catching a view of the light show in the evenings. It's a kaleidoscope of color.
You're right. But that still doesn't beat my favorite vantage point of all in Hong Kong.
Where's that, Grace?
Inside the shopping malls.
Oh.
Well, hiking and going shopping, but with this fellow that wrote this, said he spent his last afternoon hiking the shady trails and gazing again at the remarkable skyline. And he really feels it's a masterpiece that even the most beautiful postcards cannot capture. So you have to go there to see it.
That's right. I would encourage everyone that hasn't been there to go. It's very, very interesting.
There'll be a lot of tourists there now over this holiday.
Yes. And as Dora said, there's a lot more to see than just the skyline and Victoria Peak. There's also Ocean Park and Disneyland. So definitely plenty of things to do out in Hong Kong.
There's this new feature of Noah's Ark over there.
Oh, yeah.
Disney. Oh, there's a lot to do in
Hong Kong. And Stanley at the end of Hong Kong Island.
Oh, yes. Well, shopping
Market.
At Stanley
mm-hmm.
Park. Oh, my. Well, anyway, enjoy your holidays, and we'll be back tomorrow to talk about some ways that Chinese people cook that Westerners are finding is quite delightful, too. So thank you for being with us today, and feast your eyes on the things around you today, and have a great time with all your friends and relatives. Goodbye now.
Take care.
Bye.